And delighted to say on the line now to get the view from the other camp, we have Coghill Celtic experienced centre-half Peter Doherty. Good afternoon, Peter.
How are you?
Well, Peter, another big game for Coghill. Again, it's against Letterkenny Rovers. You're well used to playing each other, but no doubt it has all the ingredients for what should be a good contest.
Yeah, it does indeed. Really looking forward to this one. We had another close run in the league with Letterkenny as well. So, and obviously it being the last game of the season too. So I'm looking for a bit of silverware as well.
Yeah, so now you're going for a seventh successive double. So, you know, some people might wonder just how you can keep going. It's a tremendous record.
No, it's definitely a great record. But now it's just a great hunger and desire within the team to keep winning and keep pushing each other on. And we're never happy with what we have and always looking for more. So now there's still plenty to play for. So I'll play for.
And great credit, I suppose, to Gavin and all the lads after Donal O'Brien left and there was a few changes. And you've been able to bring on personnel. You've lost a few people as well, and yet you're still at the top of the pile.
I know, since Gavin and the boys took over, it's been unbelievable too. You know, they brought another sense of professionalism to the whole thing, and just been kept pushing on. I say, there's players coming and going, but now the whole way through, it's been great and very professional.
And probably one of the secrets is that you really do have that strength and depth. We look at games, and often recently you have the likes of maybe Mark Moran coming on as a sub, and you know what quality you have on the bench.
Indeed, we have great strength and depth, and when you can bring players like that off the bench to influence games, you know, come later on games when teams retire and stuff, it's a great asset to have. When you know that, you know, you're playing games there, it's very tight, and if it's sitting 0-0 or whatever, 1-1, then you know them players coming off, you've every chance to win the game.
And just what would it mean to you and all the lads if you can win another double tomorrow?
That'll be amazing. Be great now. As you say, going for 7 in a row would just be, it'd be unreal.
Yeah. I suppose that maybe the only disappointment, you still, that intermediate cup, just you just can't quite make it there. But again, I mean, who knows, next season something could happen there. Tomorrow's game at Finn Park, it would be no surprise if it's scoreless after 90 minutes or if it's level after 90 minutes.
No, that's right, Dad. Every time we've played, and the last couple of years, it's always been really tight affairs. There's not much between the teams. So now, as you say, it wouldn't be no surprise if it is level after 90 minutes, but looking forward to it. It should be a good contest.